what sort of impact has your office made in the last 4 years in terms of green government overall?
Sure. Well, first of all, that's great to hear you guys have rated it effective. I mean, I think we've been incredibly effective. Early on in the administration, President Obama called on the agencies through an executive order known as 13514 to lead by example in the areas of energy and sustainability. And we've seen tremendous progress. We've seen reduced greenhouse gases. We've seen reduced water use. We've seen increased efforts around renewable energy. And there's an understanding now, both because of the enthusiasm of many of the federal workers that are involved in this and some of the innovation and creativity they've sort of pushed towards their solutions, that this is both about making great environmental impact, but also about saving money. You know, and in a time of fiscal constraint, it makes sense for them to be doing a lot of these measures. And as a result, you know, they've really begun to push forward. And I think surprised everyone in the great successes we're seeing.
So there are two aspects to this, I guess. One is sort of from the leadership role, these sort of big projects like making a roof green or white that agencies take on. And then there's the changing the cultural mindset of federal employees. Which was the more difficult one?
You know, that's an interesting question. When you're talking about, you know, a federal enterprise that has, you know, 500,000 buildings and 600,000 vehicles and 0.8 million civilian employees across the board, there are great things we can do technically and through construction, like you mentioned, things like cool roofs. But getting folks to understand their impact is incredibly important, and it's taking leadership at each of the agencies to stand up and really call on their employees to make these changes. But I think what has been fascinating, having gone to a lot of these installations myself, you know, I was out in Denver at the Federal Center there, which is has about 23 different agencies on in one installation. You know, you're seeing that the folks on the ground are seeing these impacts, and as a result, the culture is changing because they feel that A, it's a better work environment, B, that this is the way they can save money in what they're doing. And there's a real positive aspect to everything they're doing. So that change is coming.
What do you think, and I guess I'm asking you to toot your own horn, but do you think that the change in the culture has come from things that the Obama administration and federal employees are doing that's different, or more just of a general awareness in this country and around the world of the fact that our natural resources are precious and there's just not that much of them?
I mean, there's definitely the general awareness, but there's no doubt about it. You know, the president's call for leadership on this has been critical, and not just a call for leadership, but actually holding agencies accountable in what they're doing. You know, a good example is the president just last December put something called the Better Buildings Challenge, not just to the federal government, but to the private sector as well. And we had over 70 CEOs and mayors and university presidents sign on to this challenge. But the president said, you know, we as the federal government will commit to $2 billion worth of energy savings performance contracts in the next 2 years. And what we've done now, my role here at the White House is we've actually, on a monthly basis, been calling at the senior levels of the different agencies and having them report back to where they are, you know, and holding their feet to the fire. But the good news is that we're well on track because they see the benefits of doing this type of contracting, this alternative financing efforts, and they realize that the savings they're going to make are going to really be beneficial in the, you know, tightening budget times that come.
I'm speaking with Jonathan Powers, the Federal Environmental Executive at the White House Council on Environmental Quality. Now, the Office of Management and Budget releases these scorecards on sustainability, and just looking at it, sort of a breakdown, I see, of course, the Environmental Protection Agency, also the General Services Administration, are getting great green scores. And then you've got, say, the Army Corps of Engineers that's doing not so well. Of course, federal agencies have various missions, but is there any sort of best practices that, say, EPA or GSA are doing that, in fact, the Army Corps of Engineers or other agencies that aren't doing so well could adopt?
You know, one of the things in support of those scorecards that you're looking at is the president called on each of the agencies to do something called a sustainability plan. You know, this is something that Walmart and Coca-Cola and a lot of the big enterprises in the private sector are doing as well. And what the sustainability plans are doing is each year the agencies are reporting back towards those scorecards, but are also talking about what they're doing to address, for instance, fleet management. You know, if we're going to reduce our petroleum use in our fleets, one of the first steps is let's figure out if we have the right size fleet. Do we have too many vehicles? And so what we're doing from our roles, we're connecting the dots on some of these best lessons learned. One of the things, you know, we're doing in just a month from now, or later on, actually next week, we're holding a symposium here in Washington called GreenGov. This is the third year we've had it. And here is where senior policymakers share ideas in terms of how they're addressing these problems. You know, when you have the Corps of Engineers or, you know, VA hospitals doing amazing work, but, you know, they may have trouble figuring out how to connect the solar-powered parking array they put in to the grid. Well, if we can find expertise at the DOE FEMP and bring those folks in to make them help them get through that that challenge, then we've made great strides in getting more renewable energy into the federal government.
And do you think at that upcoming event and in the weeks to come, Are you going to feel like you're going to have to push agencies to keep being green at the top of their agenda with the budget uncertainty, this new sequestration report that's on everybody's minds? Are you going to be sort of on a defensive?
You know what? I think what we're doing is we're trying to have the conversation in a way with the agencies, and I think they understand this, that these are investments they're making now that are saving them money in the long run. A good example, you know, there's a VA medical center out in West Virginia. And one of the things they did, which may not sound like a big measure, but actually had dramatic savings, is they went and started purchasing nearly 30% of their fresh produce from local farmers. And instead of just taking the trash from this facility, the leftover food, and throwing it out, they donated the edible food to a local veterans housing facility, and they also took the non-edible food and began to compost it and use it on their facilities. And in 1 year alone, it saved the medical center $67,000 just because of smarter purchasing habits. So it's not just about going green, but it's about being more efficient, both fiscally and environmentally as well. And I think the agencies understand that. And I think you're also seeing a new push in terms of trying to find ways to use third-party financing to solve some of these problems. And we're looking at doing that, or talking about that heavily at GreenGov.